Kyle, it's Jack. It's 2:30 on Friday, and it's just beautiful here in Los Angeles, and I'd really rather be outside enjoying the warmth of the sun on my shoulders. It would do me good, but I've had too much work, and I haven't been able to get into my writing the way I want to because of this work, at least the writing for fun. But I needed to take a break and get away from it, and that's why I'm here. You know, I've noticed something recently, I shouldn't say recently, but I've noticed something that there are a number of Twitter accounts that I've come across where people have an enormous amount of followers, but if you look at their stream, they don't seem to have anything to really support the number of followers they have. They're not really interacting or engaging with people, they're not producing anything that's particularly witty, insightful, or funny. And so I wonder about that sometimes, and it's goofy because, you know, you see that in blogging too. Sometimes I'll see bloggers who've got just, a ton of comments, and you look at the posts, and they're not well-written, and again, they're not particularly interesting, but, you know, for whatever reason, they've got something that attracts people. But what I know for certain on Twitter is that some people are paying for followers. Now, how do I know this? Well, I've received emails and offers to do that myself, and I know a few people who've done it. And there are a lot of different reasons why you might want to or not want to do that, but I've thought about it a little bit, sort of out of a curiosity perspective. And, you know, even though it's got a bit of a Potemkin's village aspect to it, there's something that intrigues me, and here's what it is. If you believe that you need to build a platform for yourself and you want to get your message out to people, and, you know, let's say you're someone like me and you want to write a book and you're soliciting agents and looking at publishers and trying to talk to people to convince them to hire you, or even just for, you know, maybe a job, one way of doing that is by approaching them and saying, you know, "Hello, Mr. Smith. My name is Jack, and I have 250,000 Twitter followers." Somebody who's more social media savvy will start to dig into that, and they're going to want to know more about the demographics. They're going to want to know more about who these followers are. But a lot of people don't think about it, or they don't care, or even if they do care, they don't have time. So they just sort of accept your word. And, you know, all you have to do is show them your profile, and boom, suddenly you're there. So I've sort of been intrigued by it sometimes. I don't really want to do it because I like the idea of growing organically, and I only have like 4,500 or 4,400 followers, but there are moments where I sit there and think, how much would it cost to start just growing exponentially, and what would happen? Would my life change if I had 10,000 or 15 or 20 or 50,000 followers? You know, I use sponsored tweets, and, you know, that's just an advertising service that I use, and that essentially makes enough money each month to pay for my hosting fees. It's not a lot of money, but it's enough, you know, so the blogging is sort of a wash. But, you know, if I could quadruple the number of followers or increase it by 10 times, would I be able to make more money? I don't know. And I don't really like it because I prefer to grow things organically, but sometimes I have to admit, I think that it's attractive, you know, and maybe we live in a world of instant gratification, and I'm succumbing to the siren song of being able to take a shortcut. So that's what I have for you right now. Let me know your thoughts and your feelings in the comments, and I promise to have a real post that's written real soon. I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that. And I'll see you around cyberspace.